One of the 118 congressmen who signed the impeachment complaint against Chief Justice Renato Cicorona. Your Honor, together the upper and lower houses of Congress constitute a single whole. Together we represent the people of this country, their values, their aspirations, and their sense of right and wrong. What is at stake here is the principle that those who do wrong will be held accountable by the people, by the institutions set up by the people themselves. This impeachment process has been a long, contentious, and even divisive process. But we have gone through it because our people deserve something better. We want a judiciary that is independent, not only of the influence of Malacanang or of Congress, but also from personal ambition and personal faith. We want a judiciary where no one can say anything offensive about our justice, because they truly live in the light of justice and integrity, and will willingly endure the harsh glare of public scrutiny, because they have nothing to hide. Your Honor, this impeachment trial was conducted for the most noble of purposes. It was conducted in search of the truth. Our prosecution team has proven Mr. Corona's partiality when, upon a simple matter, he engineered a ruling adverse to the Vice Attendant and Stewards Association of the Philippines of Power. We have proven how the highest magistrate of the land was willing to keep the scales of justice in his own hands when it comes to the former president. When Mr. Corona handed out a CIO, effectively allowing Mr. Arroyo to leave the country, the nation uttered a collective cry of outrage because the very spirit of public accountability was coming under attack by no less than Chief Justice, the highest embodiment of justice in the land. And the truth, Your Honor, has been laid bare before this court. Yes, I have heard all the arguments in legalese about this court. But Mr. Corona himself has admitted to having a much $2.3 million. That's a lot of money, Your Honor. There's $18 million in tax. Although, assured by the evidence, the amounts he has illegally amassed are much more. None of them found their way into his assets, the statement of assets, liabilities, and net worth. He has given nothing but cheap excuses for why he did not account for that. You know, even as an ordinary individual, a man of common sense, I cannot really understand what the value of a star pen, that wherein the bulk of one's property and assets are not destroyed. What is the value of the property? Your Honor, this impeachment, Chief Justice effectively wants to be exempted from the government. He has not been declaring his true net worth through the many years that he has been in the public service. And yet he himself concurred in the Supreme Court decisions, where the only public servants, as we have talked about here, were dismissed from public office because they did not declare their true net worth. Your Honor, he wants to declare, at the court of public opinion, to draw his millions of dollars and assets undeclared in his title. He cites the law on foreign deposits and the incredible convincing of funds as his excuses for holding hiding such huge amounts from the public. My question is, why? Is he prohibited from distorting them in his time? Shouldn't he be the one who sets a good example for all of us? even if disturbing your own, that the judiciary, higher procedures, the last bastion of justice, for uniform application of laws all over the land, is himself the very person hiding behind the closed, pending justice, so to speak, to hide the truth. Our people will not we are one people with one rule of law, with one standard for public conduct. Mr. Corona has spoken about the civil effect on the judiciary. And of course, in a sense, the framers of our constitution did want impeachment to have a civil effect on those who abuse the betray the public trust, on those who would abuse the power of their office for personal gain. Public office, we all know, is the reason it's a public office. Public officers and employees must at all times be accountable to the people, serve them with utmost responsibility, integrity, loyalty, and efficiency, after the case of freedom, justice, and peace for the smart. This is the command of the Constitution. The same constitutional prosecution additionally requires that members of the judiciary must be of proven confidence against integrity, probity, and independence. This requirement, one that is unique to judges, is not an empty reiteration of the trusting standards in holding office. In essence, it manifests the constitutional intent to make the possession of the highest moral values the sine qua non for membership in our judicial title. Beyond this, I stand at the voice of an institution that, together with Europe, form the legislative council of members. The legislative trust and faculty of the executive hypothesis, but of what use are our efforts to be a better future if we have a compared judiciary that is not to the principle of partisanship of certain beginnings. The impeachment trial of Chief Justice Renato Corona has come down to the court. The pardon that your honors now assume does not involve a simple determination of which side exhibited a mastery of the night scene in bigger position. What this honorable court is called upon to decide is far more than the entitlement of the Chief Justice to his position. In truth, what this honorable court must ultimately determine is the standard of conduct required by the Constitution of the person to whom is entrusted the leadership of the entire nation. Will we look forward to a Chief Justice who can be an independent person, a person with nothing to hide, and a person with loyalty, ultimately justice in people? Or will we allow to continue in office someone who has been betrayed the opposite? Your Honor, I ask that you see through the character of the next and reflect whether this is the man that we want. Our Chief Justice, the head of the entire judicial system, for the next 6 years. And I ask that you vote according to conscience and find Chief Justice as a common duty. May the truth be your guide, may the truth be your guide. Thank you.